and Foxley's foray into furry foreplay. A Good Omens podfic, written and read by Jarp. My point is dolphins.
I thought your point was ducks, dearest.
Angel, we've been drinking together for millennia. My demon, I can hold my liquor, and I know my point was definitely donkeys.
Crowley, this can't be right. Didn't you just say dogs?
Dogs. Why in the name of someone would I want to talk about bloody dogs? If anything, I would talk about foxes. Foxes are cool.
Foxes are, but dogs aren't? Why?
They're dummy, dumbass, tamed, boring.
But they are cute and fluffy and loyal.
Exactly. Can't think for themselves, dogs, can they? They love and follow their owners, even if they are treated badly. Nearly as bad as wolves.
You can't be serious. How could you judge a majestic animal like the wolf as boring?
Can't even think for themselves. Only the pack is important, and where you stand in the pecking order.
Wasn't that chickens, Crowley?
Angel, focus. My point was dogs.
I thought wolves.
Nah, why would I talk about wolves? Boring bastards, wolves. No, I prefer foxes. Those are the real deer.
Alright, I'll bite. Why are foxes so cool, dearest?
Because they just are. It's obvious, isn't it?
Dearest, it really isn't.
Well, for one, they are extremely smart.
I thought that was just a cock and bull story.
Angel, what's it with you that you keep losing track of what we're talking about? Remember? Dolphins.
You mean foxes?
Exactly.
So, you were saying that foxes are intelligent?
Yes, very much so. Most predators are, with a few exceptions. But foxes can also become prey, so they need to outsmart both their food and their own predators, including those pesky humans, of course.
I gather they must be good at that.
Absolutely. They can adapt very easily and can find food and shelter in the craziest weather conditions. They are in fact so good at it, you can find them all over the world, made themselves a home everywhere.
Do they not belong to the same family as dogs and wolves, though?
Pfft, maybe. But they are far more flexible. They don't live in stupid packs and follow even stupider rules. They can live solitary lives and fend for themselves. Right until they meet their life partner and have young. Then, bam, they live together as a family.
You mean they have their own side?
Now you're getting it, Angel. Also, they are very cool. I mean, just look at them. Most of them are wearing a red pelt and black socks. Perfect fashion sense, if you ask me.
Foxes wear socks?
Yeah. Their feet are often black. Looks like socks. Very stylish.
Well, it certainly makes more sense that you like them so much knowing this. These are your colors, after all.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, they would actually be a perfect spirit animal for you, now that I know all these facts about them.
What? I'm already a snake. Plenty enough of spirit animal, that.
Oh, Sure, but you've been a snake for over 6 millennia, dearest. Doesn't it get, to use your own words, boring after a while?
Oi, did you just call me boring?
I would never do such a thing.
I can't believe it. I've been called boring by an angel who changes his wardrobe every third century, if we're lucky.
I just meant that I think it could be fun to try out a different animal while we, you know. Not that I don't like mating with you as a snake, but...
You're such a kinky bastard.
So you said previously.
Fortunately, I kinda dig it.
Yes, I might also be aware of this fact, dearest.
So, what? You want me to transform into a fox the next time we...
Yes, only...
Only what?
I mean, foxes are pretty small compared to your snake form. And I don't think simply enlarging your fox corporation would work, would it?
Probably not. Maybe you could just transform into a fox, too.
Do I look like a fox to you?
Nah, more like a cute, cuddly bastard bunny.
A bunny? Why?
Oh, I think it's a perfect fit, Angel.
Of course you would. You are always fascinated with your own ideas. It does not automatically turn them into good ideas, though.
Come on, rabbits. Total bastards. Always find a way to get into a garden to have a proper meal. Also, they wouldn't touch just any veggies. They always go for the gourmet stuff, without doubt the one that tastes the best.
I fail to see how that makes them bastards, as you call it. Every animal will choose the food that suits it best.
If you say so, Angel.
I do.
What about this, then? A rabbit's fur is usually very soft, just like your cloud curls. Looks like candy floss, and feels like a warm sweater hug in front of a fireplace, in the middle of a blasted Siberian winter, with hot cocoa, and a hot water bottle, or three.
Oh my, is that really how you...
And then, there are the strong thighs, of course. Their hind legs are very powerful, just like yours, when you put your spine into our
Yes, dear, I get the picture, thank you.
Also, they're pretty horny bastards, rabbits. Just like a certain kinky angel who...
I think that is enough of that, you fiend. All right, fine. I could be a rabbit for you, I guess. If that's something you wanted.
If I'm supposed to play a fox, it only seems fair to have you change as well.
Wait, aren't they enemies, Crowley? Foxes eat rabbits, don't they?
Right down to the dirty bits, Angel. Why?
That's not what I meant. You know it, Crowley. Aren't they predator and prey? Mortal enemies.
Your point being, Angel, if I recall correctly, so are we.
Put it like that, fair enough. But wouldn't a rabbit be a bit small for a fox?
You think we can't make it work?
It might be a bit complicated. Logistically, I mean.
Says the angel, who was ravished by a snake yesterday. For hours, I might add.
That's different, Crowley. As you well know, we tend to cheat a lot with our true forms when we experiment a bit.
But morphing our corporations into animals wouldn't be cheating.
I just think it might be a good idea to start small. Not more of the whole corporation, but maybe just a few parts.
So, we could keep our normal height and form, and just add a few interesting extras to play with? I like the way you think, Angel. What do you have in mind?
Well, which parts are extra on animals that humans don't have?
Claws?
True, but the scratches you usually leave on my back are quite deep enough already. I don't think it would be prudent to enhance the experience any further.
Point. What about beaks?
But neither rabbits nor foxes have beaks.
Oh, right. We're not talking about ducks anymore. Ears, then. Do ducks have ears?
Yes, dearest, they do. We looked it up a few decades ago. Ducks do indeed have ears. So do foxes, rabbits, and humans, for that matter.
A rabbit's ears are special, though. Make it a rabbit, even, the ears.
I guess that's true. Maybe we could both change our ears, then? I gather that would be a quite sensitive part to play around with, don't you think?
Fine by me, Angel.
So, ears are a must. Anything else?
Got another one. Tail.
Oh, splendid. That would certainly be a new experience to try out.
Not entirely new, though. I've given you a good old rape.
Be that as it may, dearest, your tail is normally all scaly and smooth. And when it's wet... Where was I? Oh, right. Our mammal tails would be all soft and fluffy and...
Full of hairs, getting everywhere. Not sure how sexy that would be exactly, Angel.
Well, we don't know if we don't try it, will we?
Fair enough. So, wanna sober up and give it a try?
Right now, it's only after... Oh, never mind. I think we lost track of time again, darling. It's already become dark outside.
As if the time of the day would ever stop you from enjoying yourself.
Well, I do feel a bit peckish.
No reason to pout. How about this? I make a call for takeout, and we experiment a little while we wait for the delivery.
Lovely. I'd like some vindaloo from that new Indian place. Oh, and some extra naan, please.
Sure, Angel. I make the call.
I go upstairs and prepare the bedroom.
You're doing an overhaul on our bedroom just for a bit of experimentation, really?
No, let's be realistic. Our experiments since Armageddon tend to end in the bedroom, regardless of where we started them.
Fair enough, Angel. I assume it would also be a good idea to sober up a bit, since you're all wobbly and walking funny.
I'm not sure you're in a position to judge anybody's walking style, dearest, least of all mine.
Course I am. You usually walk as if somebody stuffed your flaming sword up your tasty angel butt. Always looks a bit painful to me.
Crowley, there's no need to be so crude.
Anyway, right now, you look more like a bumblebee. All a flutter or whatnot, making every trip extra curvy and lazy.
I still can't believe you're commenting on my walking style, dearest.
Just sober up, Angel, so we can get things started, all right?
Oh, all right. Don't think this conversation is over, you fiend.
Sure. If you have the energy to pick the argument up after our experiments, I'm all yours for the debating. Yuck. I'm all sobered up.
So am I. And I deeply regret it. The sobering up aftertaste of this Pinot Noir is atrocious at best. I think we should stick to that lovely Burgundy next time.
Agreed. Now, let me make that call. I'll be upstairs in a few minutes.
All right, dearest.
Food's ordered, Angel. We have an hour until it'll be delivered. So, what's the plan?
Well, first things first. What do you think about the changes I made?
Dim candlelight's always flattering. And I think the sheep fleece, though, on the bed's kinda neat. Can't believe you went all out and even repainted the bedroom in that ominous foresty green. Not sure what to think about moving most of my greenhouse plants up here, though. We're probably going to scar them for life with our experiments.
Oh, you! Your eyebrow waggling is very unnecessary. I had a quick chat with them, and they agreed to add to the ambience of the scene.
What did you promise them this time, Angel? Extra strong fertilizer? Some fancy sun lamps? Or maybe a nice, patient repotting?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Crowley. I would never undermine your authority by bribing our houseplants. That'd be utterly ridiculous, wouldn't it?
Sure, whatever you say, Angel. I'll find out soon enough anyway. Now, time to lose our clothes?
Yes, I think so. Also...
What is it?
Would you... perhaps... I mean, would you mind if...
Come on, spill the beans. What do you want me to do?
Would you dress in this for me? In addition to the ears and the tail.
Animals usually don't wear clothes, do they? Unless humans make them.
True, but as you pointed out earlier, foxes have these fairly attractive black legs. And while I know you could just change your arms and legs into scales for effect, I don't think it would work very well with the mammal theme, and...
Stop fretting, Aziraphale. Just show me what you're hiding behind your back.
It's just your black satin stockings and gloves. You wore them the other night to the opera. With that red dress, you look quite smashing.
I remember you liked them. Smashed me 3 times that night, didn't you?
4 times, actually. If we count the time in the shower afterwards. But I digress.
Let's get the show started then. Give me the props.
Oh my, you are impatient tonight. I had plans to disrobe you, but I assume it can wait for another night. More time for our experiment this way. Clothes be gone.
I love seeing you out of all your layers. No props for you?
I couldn't think of any, unless you have any special wishes?
Nah, naked Angel is always good. Also, I think the pelt on your chest will do nicely for the roleplay. You know I love getting my hands into any of your girls.
You do have marvelously talented fingers to run them through.
Talking about hair, how about this? Does this work with the look we're going for?
Oh, the Eden hair works wonderfully as a mane. It's a bit more lion than fox, but I would say it's appropriately wild for the scene. Not to mention that I adore all the curls. To grab and pull and... somebody's little demon is clearly interested in the idea, I see.
Ugh, Xerophir, you promised not to call it that ever again.
But it makes you blush so very nicely. How could I resist?
Not blushing. Demons don't blush.
Whatever you say, dearest. Anyway, what do you think? Time for the body morphing?
Fine. Which one first? Ears or tail?
Let's work from top to bottom. Ears first.
No, Angel. Those are way too long. The proportions are a bit off. Try about 2/3 of the length and a bit wider.
Better?
Yeah, definitely. Nice touch with one ear standing and one hanging. And the fur matches the exact shade of your hair. Decent work for only a second try.
Oh, I noticed that Harry the Fourth was the most popular with my audience. And when I asked the children why, they confirmed that they found asymmetrical ears the cutest.
As if you need any help to look even cuter.
What was that, dearest?
Nothing. Let me change too.
Oh, your ears are also very on brand, I must say. Temptation incarnate indeed. But what else do you expect from a seasoned shapeshifter? You do make a very lovely snake, after all. It's only natural that you would be just as talented to morphing into a fox.
Flattery will get you everywhere, Angel. Wanna have a first touch?
Oh, they are incredibly soft. They look coarse, but feel like warm velvet. Did you adjust your corporation's temperature?
Coarse. Foxes are hardly the same as cold-blooded snakes.
Ah, naturally. So, how do my ears feel?
As fluffy as your normal hair.
Did you just say fluffy?
I'd never say that. Demons don't say stuff like that.
Of course, dearest. Now, tails next?
Satan's tits. Deep down I knew this would look hella weird, but somehow it's cute and sexy at the same time. Oh, do that again. Yeah, it twitches. It's kinda mesmerizing.
It twitches? I did not tell my tail to do that. It seems to have a bit of a mind of its own.
Some body part of yours that has its own idea of fun? Totally unheard of.
There is absolutely no need for your teasing. Besides, it is not as if your own tail would keep perfectly still. In fact, I'm happy to inform you that it's been swishing about without any sign of resting. It makes you look a bit like a cat ready to pounce.
Isn't that what it's supposed to be doing? Swishing about?
I'm no expert on foxes, Crowley, but I seem to remember having read that felines and canines use a different body language, which is argued to be the reason for the animosity between cats and dogs. They simply don't understand each other and misinterpret their signs when... Oh, Crowley, dearest, do that again.
Sorry, Angel. I couldn't resist. The way it twitches, it's just so mesmerizing. Can't look away. Must touch.
Well, oh yes, squeeze it like that. That feels incredible. It isn't as if your tail hasn't captured my full attention. Oh, yes, there.
Let's move this to our bed. If you lie down on your belly over there and I over here, you should Yes, like that. How does it feel?
Marvelous. Soft and slick and very sexy. I wonder, what if I pull a little?
Yes, more.
What about the ears? Could you reach?
Like this, Angel?
Oh, yes. Please.
Aziraphale.
Crowley. Well, that was quick, even for our usual standards.
Yeah, didn't even touch your cock yet.
No need to sound so smug about it. I didn't touch any of your genitalia either.
I'm a demon. Lust is kind of my thing, Angel.
Oh, well, I'll give you that. You are indeed Earth's best tempter. Nobody could debate you on this.
So, what now?
Oh, thank you for the cleanup, dearest. How much time do we have left until our food will be delivered?
About 45 minutes.
Oh my, we really set a new speed record with this one, didn't we? I guess we could always go for another round while we wait for our food to arrive.
Sounds like a perfect plan to me, my horny little rabbit. The end.